Welcome back to IELTS Radio Station. Today, we're talking about a universal IELTS speaking topic, work and career, where your language and personal insights can shine.
Exactly. We'll cover multiple questions from all three parts, provide sample answers from band 6 to 8, give analysis, actionable tips, and suggest top resources for further improvement. Great, let's get started. In part one, we'll answer a few common personal questions together. Question one, do you work or study?
Band 6 answer, I work as a sales assistant in a store. Band 7 answer, I work part-time as a sales assistant while also studying accounting in the evenings. And a band 8 answer, I'm currently working full-time as a sales assistant at a retail chain and also studying accounting part-time to build a future in finance.
Tips: use combo of work and study, show balance, out of context why, how long, use present perfect for longevity. For example, I've been working for 2 years. Question 2. What responsibilities do you have at work?
Let's start with band 6. I help customers and handle payments. Band 7. I manage customer queries, stock shelves, and handle cash register duties. And a band 8 answer. I assist customers with product information, resolve complaints diplomatically, restock merchandise, and operate the cash register, tasks that support smooth store operations.
To improve your score, use specific verbs like resolve complaints, restock merchandise, parallel structures, and hyphenated adjectives. Question 3. What do you like about your job?
Let's start with band 6. I like talking to people. Band 7. I enjoy interacting with customers and learning new sales techniques. And a band 8 answer. I appreciate interacting with customers, refining my communication skills, and working as a part of a supportive team, especially when we meet our targets together.
Tips: use abstract nouns like communication skills, supportive team, give reasons, and concrete details.
Question 4. Would you like to change your job? Why? Why not?
Band 6. No, I like it. Band 7. No, for now, but later I'd like a management role. Band 8. Currently, I enjoy my role, but in the future, I aim to move into management to take on leadership responsibilities and develop my strategic skills.
Tips: show ambition, future projection, and use vocabulary like management, leadership responsibilities. Now, let's move on to task 2, cue card. Describe a job you would like to have in the future. You should say what the job is, where you would do it, what skills you need, and explain why you want this job.
All right, now I want to answer this task in 3 ways. Band 6 sample. I want to be a teacher. It would be at my local school. You need to know the subject and be good at talking. I want it because I like children. Band 7 sample. I'd like to work as a high school science teacher at a community school. It requires strong knowledge of biology, good communication skills, and patience. I'm drawn to it because I love teaching and inspiring others. Band 8 sample. I aspire to be a high school science teacher at a community college. The role demands expert subject knowledge, effective teaching strategies, patience, and curriculum planning skills. I'm motivated by the opportunity to nurture students' scientific curiosity and make a positive impact on the next generation. I volunteered in tutoring projects, which helped me realize how rewarding guiding others can be.
Tips and upgrades. Include methods, example, curriculum planning. Add personal experiences, volunteering. Use purposeful vocabulary, teach strategies, nurture curiosity. Aim for band 8 by structuring with intro, skills, personal fit, example, conclusion.
Now let's deepen with multiple part 3 questions, each with different band responses. What skills are essential for career success?
Band 6. Skills like communication, time management, and problem solving are essential for career success. Band 7. Effective communication, time management, adaptability, and problem solving are vital. For example, prioritizing tasks helps meet deadlines, and coordinating well supports teamwork. Band 8. A combination of interpersonal communication, time management, adaptability, and critical thinking is crucial. For instance, balancing team goals with individual deadlines requires diplomacy, while adapting to technological changes ensures ongoing relevance in a fast-paced work environment.
Number 2. How important is job satisfaction?
Band 6. Job satisfaction is important because it affects how much you enjoy work and stay productive. Band 7. High job satisfaction is key. It contributes to mental health, productivity, and staff retention. Employees who love their jobs are often more creative and committed. Band 8. Job satisfaction is vital not just for happiness, but for psychological well-being and long-term productivity. Satisfied workers tend to stay longer, perform better, feel less stressed, and contribute to a positive workplace culture. Some studies even link job satisfaction to reduced burnout and lower turnover rates.
3. Should employers provide training?
Band 6. Yes, employers should offer training to help employees learn new skills. Band 7. Employers should offer on-the-job training and workshops to help staff stay up to date and improve performance. Band 8. Employers should invest in continuous professional development through structured training programs, mentorship, and e-learning platforms. This not only enhances workforce capability, but also motivates employees, fosters loyalty, and strengthens organizational productivity and retention.
4. How do people balance work and life?
Band 6. People balance by spending weekends with family or doing hobbies. Band 7. Many maintain work-life balance by setting boundaries, using flexible hours or remote work, and scheduling leisure or family time. Band 8. Balancing work and personal life requires deliberate strategies, setting clear boundaries like no emails after 6 p.m., leveraging remote or hybrid work options, organizing regular breaks, and using employer-sponsored wellness programs. Too much work can lead to burnout and poor mental health, while too much leisure may hamper career progression.
A tricky part for part 3 is often to balance words you use. Typically, using connectors and acknowledging both sides already sets you apart as a pretty good speaker.
To excel with the topic work and career, provide multiple answers. Don't stick to one style or band. Use personal stories, such as roles, challenges, or projects. Introduce advanced phrases, communication skills, time management, problem solving, leadership, wellness programs. Balance and coherence. Include both advantages and disadvantages with proper connectors.
Record your own answers to part 1, 4 to 5 questions, the cue card, 2 minutes, and part 3, 2 questions. Analyze them and aim to include at least 3 advanced phrases and 2 connectors per answer.
That wraps up our extensive episode on work and career. Use the variety of responses and tips to push your speaking performance to higher bands.
Next up, hobbies and free time, another versatile topic. See you soon.